We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You dummy dumbbags.
What'd you call me?
Your 3-0 Buffalo Bills. Did you watch any of that last night?
A little bits here and there, yeah.
It must have came down to a finish, man. It was 28-27.
Yeah, they were losing for like the whole game. So that's good. They did a little comeback. I did not watch the whole thing.
My wife turned it on right as Cocoa Puff started. It was on in the living room. And I walked out there. I was like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this right now.
If you don't do, like, fantasy football and you're not, into, like, who's going to make the team and all that other crap, then preseason is not for...
I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Josh Allen didn't play a minute, did he?
No. Nope. Not needed. Not necessary.
You don't want anybody to get injured, so there you go. So now it's...
Got a good look at some people. Now they got Sunday. They got till Sunday all the teams.
Preseason finishes on Sunday.
But they have to cut the rosters down, okay. So you're going to see some... there's usually at least a couple.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But
you won't see... breakouts, if you will.
You won't see anything that unexpected.
I know you got a lot of Bills fans listening. Anything you guys like that you saw last night?
That Frank Gore Jr. is pretty good.
Yeah. That's a name we should keep an eye on?
I don't know. They've got Cook, and I don't know who's behind him.
Okay.
So, possibly?
I should probably learn some more about the team as we get closer now into the season.
You will.
Happy day 3 of your Great New York State Fair, Pride Day. Celebrate Pride over at the Great New York State Fair today.
Unbelievable.
Oh, here they go. How was, gimme the life and got to go? How was Sean Paul last night? Good? Looked raucous. Gimme the dot.
Gimme the dot.
Today you got Elton John tribute at 1. You got Melissa Etheridge at 8 tonight over in Suburban Park for you lesbians. Enjoy your lesbian show.
Come to a window
and gimme the light.
And care for the law.
Sister could hear Sean Paul from the house. Nice.
Well, you're checking that thing, Miss. Got a lot of check.
And this drone show they're showing off this year, that looks so sick.
Now I want to go to the fair.
That looks so sick.
I wonder if I could see it.
From your place, maybe?
Nah.
The
I
last
doubt
two
it.
Nights, they've done these sick drone shows, and I've never seen a drone show with my eyes.
No.
I thought we were going to see the Oasis one, but they just did fireworks. And I'm not mad about it.
Oasis,
it's okay that mine's
they did it
not
in
movie
the city,
quality.
Right?
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, so those... But that's so cool.
Very cool.
Even my nerdy brain can't comprehend how these drones like all get together
it's very
they program
weird.
It.
Yeah, how they all lay them out on like a field
it's
or
crazy.
Whatever.
Crazy. And like just imagine that. Like, imagine you I guess if you took a... caveman and put him in these times, he'd be shocked by a lot of things, but just seeing that in the sky,
yeah,
and not knowing what that is,
even just like 25 years ago,
or just going and finding some uncontacted tribe and show them a drone show, man.
They don't even like when they see your boat.
Now they throw a Coke bottle at it. Because I was on my big Nirvana thing after visiting his hometown, I hadn't watched the entire Unplugged in probably decades.
Oh, the MTV.
The MTV Unplugged.
Gotcha.
So I encourage you, if you're looking, honestly, any of those Unplugs are so good. So I went and I watched Nirvana Unplugged because I was feeling nostalgic and I just visited Aberdeen and all that.
Yeah.
Holds up, still fantastic. And then I put on the Alice in Chains Unplugged. That was great. 10,000 maniacs? Because the night belongs to lovers.
I was going
to
say, is it that or the, I didn't know if they were those people or the...
And I look the balls.
Oh,
what's going on?
How? No idea.
No, I just forgot how many non-blondes there were. Is it four non-blondes? Five?
Three?
Three non-blondes.
Three? Four.
It's not two. It's not six.
It's not two and five. It's either three or four.
Nobody tell me. Nobody tell me. Nobody tell me. Four.
Three sounds three non-blondes.
No, that's not
four is a lot. There was a lot of blondes.
There'd be four members of the band. I think that was the name of the band because it was four members.
Mm.
So four. I'm going to say four non-blondes. What's your final answer?
Three.
Three non-blondes.
I don't know. Just it's coming out better.
Posty's saying six non-blondes.
That's too many non-blondes.
The answer is... Four non-blondes.
Four non-blondes. A lot of non-blondes.
You were shorting them one scoop of blondes.
I left on one scoop of blondes. There was one blonde missing.
You were shorting them one scoop.
I didn't. You know what? It's in the bottom of the bag. It was under the napkins.
Oh, there it is. Gotcha.
I didn't see it. That's
Thank
my
you.
Fault.
All right.
Yep. My fault. Yep.
So we love when AI can't do something. And this guy discovered, and if you're going to drink now because this will make you spit take when you hear it.
I love
okay?
that. I love that.
He's in his car. And his car doesn't have a horn for some reason. It's broken.
Okay.
So he asks AI to make a car horn sound. Okay?
All right.
As you'll hear, AI doesn't know what that is. Not yet, at least. It hasn't learned.
So this is
what AI... And I'm replacing my car horn with this.
Which is surprising.
Immediately.
That it doesn't know...
You'll hear why it's confused. All right, ready?
Okay.
There's a car driving at me, but my horn's not working. Can you just make a honk noise?
Honk, honk, honk.
Don't just say honk, make a car honk. No, just like make a honk noise at them. Not a clown
I like that
horn.
One. A goose.
What was that noise?
A quick horn blast.
No, it wasn't. It's your car honk. They're coming right at me.
I like the clown one was fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I like just the man saying loud car horn
loud
sound.
Loud car horn sound.
There's a car driving at me, but my horn's not working. Can you just make
good.
A honk noise?
Honk, honk, honk.
No, just honk, say honk, make honk. A car honk. No, just like make a honk noise at them.
That was not bad. That was not bad.
A clown horn. What was that noise?
A quick horn blast.
I like that one. A quick horn blast.
A quick horn blast.
No, it wasn't. It's your car
no,
honk
it wasn't.
Coming right at me.
I don't even. And that last one was just a combination of different, maybe words. So good news, horn manufacturers. AI ain't taking your job yet.
Which one are you going to put in?
I'm putting in number one.
Oh, the first one?
The first one's my favorite.
There's a car
I
driving
like the clown
at me,
one.
But my horn's
the,
not working.
Right after.
Can you just make a honk noise?
Honk.
That?
I like that one.
That one?
Honk. Because it sounds like you're squeezing like one of those chicken
yeah.
or duck toys.
Honk.
Honk. Honk. Honk.
Don't just say honk. Make a car honk.
Mine is one after this one.
No. That one just sounds
no.
like violent diarrhea.
Yeah.
Just like make a honk noise
this.
At them. Not a clown.
That's the one you like.
No, just like make a honk noise at them. Not a.
I like that one.
Yeah, that,
I like that one.
That one.
We're pretty close to be like with. There's newer vehicles you can install your own sounds in, like the electric vehicle. So we're pretty close to being able to pick our own horn sounds.
That would be fun.
Hey, hey. Hey!
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Happy day three of the Great New York State Fair. Happy Pride Day at the Great New York State Fair. You got an Elton John tribute. You got Melissa Etheridge tonight.
Because
she's lesbian now. Then tomorrow you got Third Eye Blind on the big stage.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Sunday, you got Gym Class Heroes at 1.
It's a random.
It's random, but yeah, a lot of activity happening over at the fair. Sean Paul looked fun last night. Hopefully he got over and got some food.
I mean, Chevy Court on a Sunday at 6. Could it be anybody but Air Supply?
Is it? Is it Air Supply?
Yeah.
Who's on the Suburban stage Sunday night?
It is Flo Rida.
Oh, Flo Rida will get a good crowd, too.
But I know everybody's waiting for Tuesday. Doesn't with Flo Scotty Rida, McCreary.
Is Flo Rida here every year now? Is he our new chubby checker?
He could be. He's here often.
I feel like he's here a lot.
We like him.
Yeah. Well, you got a nice weekend for it. The weather looks good.
You got a pretty good weekend.
And you got Manson and Rob Zombie out in Darien Lake Sunday, too. You're heading out that way.
Yep.
Just be careful of spilled cheese balls, Coco. Did you see this story in California?
No, cheese balls down.
Here's my relationship with cheese balls.
Yeah.
I don't dislike them. No. I don't seek them out.
No.
But if there's a tub of them, I'll grab a handful.
Yeah. I like them. I like those better than the cheese the puffs.
What's the puff? Like a Cheetos?
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, I know what you're saying. The big cheesy poofs, essentially.
Yeah, the ones that get stuck in your teeth no matter what.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
It's very confusing. But I like the old school ones that, was it, who made them?
The cheese puff balls?
Was it like
balls?
Planters or something that made?
And the blue, yeah. We can all know what we're talking about. It was that blue circle thing, and you pop the top off, and you got cheesy balls.
Those are just different.
They just hit different.
Yep.
And I never eat them. I don't seek them out. They're never in my home.
No.
I don't think anybody ever...
It's somehow they...
Who do people purchase?
That's what I mean. Somehow, it's like somehow they end up in your house some way or another, and then you just have them. Somehow you get randomly your hands on one of those like 5-pound...
The gigantic ones.
Without even meaning to. It just happens.
Yeah. I think it's like they come with the pool, right? Because it's a poolside snack. You get out of the pool and there's a thing of cheese balls.
Yep.
Yeah, Lottie's right. You buy the giant thing, eat 2% of it, and the rest go on. They go stale.
Wipe your hands before you get in the pool after eating all those cheese balls. I saw you.
See,
and not on your shorts.
Do not get the cheesy dust in the pool filter.
Not on your shorts. Those are obviously going into the pool as well.
Dan on the text line has a giant tub of them right now. Well, a traffic incident in Southern California this week caused slowdowns as pallets of cheese balls spilled all over the freeway.
There's a lot of cheese balls in the freeway, so just be careful, guys. This whole place is damn. Okay, so drive safe.
People were pulling over and grabbing the tubs that were not smashed open.
No.
Few of them did smash open, made a little bit of a mess. It looked like, is it the Utz brand? I'm trying to see.
Utz.
Yeah, it's the Utz brand.
Oh, wow.
Cheese balls all over the freeway.
Those are decent. I definitely, if I'm stopped, I would definitely take whatever is spilled.
On the side of the road?
Something decent, yeah. But I'm not stopping on a freeway. That's when a cop somehow then stops me and then goes, well, guess what? No, you're in trouble. I'd be the one that gets a ticket.
Do I stop for a bucket of cheese balls? I do because the story'd be funny. I'd be like, this one time I was driving on 690 and I saw a bunch of cheese balls, and that's what I grabbed. I grabbed that bin.
Right.
That's my 690 bin of cheese balls.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
I guess my favorite cheesy snack, if you consider it's going to be a Dorito, because that's a nacho cheese. All right, let me think of my cheesy snacks.
Well, what constitutes a cheesy snack?
Cheese ball.
No, but like, I was going to say no for you. Wouldn't it be like your queso?
No. I'm thinking that that's going to be in the chip aisle.
Okay, all right.
I'm thinking like a chip aisle cheesy snack. And honestly, I think Cheetos might beat it. I love Cheetos so much.
A Cheez-It.
Oh, we're putting Cheez-Its in there? All right, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's the name.
I forgot all about them.
Can I go out on a weird limb?
Please do.
A fresh, like at the Candy Cottage in Old Forge, cheddar popcorn.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Can I do that one?
What about like a Mon Pa's? Have you had their Mon Pa's cheddar? Do they have a good cheddar popcorn?
Yeah, I can go. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Theirs is really good, too.
You're not going out on a limb. That's a good cheesy snack. Cheddar popcorn. I don't like popcorn.
But you're thinking in the grocery store aisle.
And you can get cheddar popcorn in the grocery aisle. But it ain't the same as
I don't want that.
Ain't a fresh one.
Yeah.
probably going to say my top three are going to be a Cheeto, number one. Cheez-It, number two. And then I'll give number three a Dorito. I'll give a number three a Dorito.
Sometimes,
even though it's a different cheese.
Yeah, sometimes when I want that, that is like the go-to snack. Like, I got to get some nacho cheese Doritos.
We did last night. I did walking tacos last night. Oh. I needed some nacho cheese with some taco meat.
You got to.
Yeah.
It's only right.
What's your three?
I want to put Cheez-Its up there.
Okay.
Because that's just what keeps popping in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep popping it right back out. I was going to say like a cheese pretzel, like, you know, those little crumbled up pretzel bite nugget things that are like the Snyder's or whatever, like the honey mustard ones.
Oh,
the ones,
I guess,
they smash those, but no.
I never have those.
I know. I'm going up and down the aisle. I'm trying to think. I think there's something that I'm missing.
Yeah, you're dabbling in some different kinds of cheese snacks that I'm not even aware of.
I like different stuff. And now I can't think of like what I am trying to put my brain's mouth.
Cheez-Its is probably your number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Cheez-Its.
Standard Cheez-Its, not like extra toasty.
No. I do
We burned them.
The baked Lay's.
Okay.
The cheddar and sour cream ones.
That's a good chip. Good call.
That's a pretty good one.
Good call.
And then I possibly a Cheeto.
Okay.
Ooh. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
There's that cheese filling inside the combos.
Oh, Christ. I didn't even think about that. That throws a wrench into it, man.
The cheddar cheese bugles.
I didn't even talk about combos.
The nacho cheese bugles are phenomenal.
Those are phenomenal. Not my top three.
No.
Hold on. Who's getting bumped for combos?
That's why I'm so iffy to put things on my list. I'm trying to go up and down the aisles in my head.
You're having decision paralysis right now.
Because there's something I'm missing that I'll see later and be like, that should have been on the list.
All right, number one, Cheetos.
Ooh.
Number two, combos.
Those rolled gold cheddar pretzels.
Those are all right, but not my top three.
Those might be up there for me. That
not
might
my
be
top three.
That
you're dabbling in a lot more pretzel business than I knew about.
I like pretzels.
You got a lot of flavored pretzels over there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Cheetos. I'm gonna bump Cheez-Its. They know I love them.
Yep.
But combos are such a delicious treat, so it's going to go Cheez-Its. You're going to ask me what kind of combos, aren't you?
Well, if it's the cheese, it's got to be the nacho cheese, right?
Baked cracker nacho cheese.
Because it just has to for this.
You can do the pretzel with the cheese. You can do the pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, but that's not cheese, technically.
Sure, okay.
That's pepperoni pizza filling.
Oh, and you know what I just remembered? What about those little Ritz sandwich crackers with the cheese in them?
I'm almost sore. Damn it! All right.
What were those called? The Ritz Bits?
Ritz Bits, yeah.
Oh, freaking Ritz Bits!
Ritz Bits.
All right, shut up. Everybody shut up.
Ritz Bits.
Everybody shut up.
Ritz Bits can be number one.
Ritz Bits are just combos sitting there. Ritz Bits.
Hey, Jimbo, thanks for joining us.
Ritz Bits.
Yep, combos. And then the Cheez-Its.
I'm sorry, Cheez-Its. You're getting bumped out of my top three.
I want to keep them on there because I like a good Cheez-It. Get a good little handful of some good Cheez-Its, and every once in a while, those baked extra amount Cheez-Its slap.
Okay.
But all right, but what are you thinking now? Because we're gonna keep snagging things in our brain.
I know, I got to end this bit because you guys are going to keep reminding me of things.
I told you, you keep going up and down the aisle, and things pop up, you're like, son of a bitch.
It's going to go Cheetos.
Cheetos, number one?
I think Cheetos are my favorite cheesy snack.
Not the cheese poofs.
No, Cheetos. Chester Cheetah Cheetos. Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Cheetos. Cheez-Its are back in the top three. Ritz Bits.
Ritz Bits.
And then that takes combos out of the top three. But that's a tough decision.
I think I might switch the combos out.
Oh, my God, dude. We already... Goldfish crackers.
Doesn't
affect you?
Doesn't right. change mine.
Stop telling
Luckily.
Us new cheesy
no,
snacks.
Keep throwing them in there because there's things we're forgetting.
I forgot about goldfish crackers.
I changed combos for Cheetos.
Okay.
And I switch because I'm still putting Cheez-Its number one.
Yeah.
But then Cheez-Its, Ritz Bits, combos.
Dude, Ritz Bits. Ritz, are they still available, Ritz Bits?
Yeah.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
Cheesy or peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. Do you ever think you're getting the cheese and it's peanut butter and one of those are good? You're like,
are you no. kidding? I would never make that mistake. I would triple check.
This is a peanut butter. those like sandwich crackers.
Uh-huh.
Those are so good.
Because I'm not trying to throw off anyone's cheesy snack. Because maybe this one won't qualify. The Keebler tray with the little breadsticks and then the cheesy dip, or the crackers with the red stick and the cheesy dip. Is that a cheesy snack or no?
If we're counting combos.
It's the same kind of concept, right?
Yeah, you're just having to do it yourself
breadstick,
first.
Breadstick. The bread. What? Do you go cracker with the or do you go breadstick? I go if I have my druthers, it's always breadstick.
I do like the breadstick, but I don't hate the spread and cracker.
I can't pace out my cheese for the spread and cracker. And then I'm either like got way too much cheese for the last cracker, or I've got none left.
No, that's the move. You have to sacrifice. The first couple are like on the front line, and we're just sending them in.
We're sending them in.
We're sorry. You get just the littlest dip.
We got a plan for the backside of this. So.
That way at the end, that last cracker can get the most absurd, disgusting amount of cheese.
Like your hand is shaking as it comes to your mouth.
It breaks the cracker. There's so much cheese.
Oh, I need a treat. What's in our vending machine? Come on now.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll
be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins
can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the
extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Bungie, we're going out to this paranormal Cirque thing in New Hartford this weekend. This looks cool as hell.
Until you just said it, I didn't even know all about that.
I guess it's, I know Amy and Ken are going. I saw somebody, Elk in here in chat, was going. Where is it? Is it in the, it's in the Sangertown Mall parking lot, it looks like?
I'm also in the Sangertown Mall parking lot.
Give me six claims. Enjoy the circus.
Enjoy the circus. Go along. Okay, that's cool.
Also, check out Paranormal Cirque Spectre. It's tonight through the 30th through Monday. It's rated R.
Yeah.
Ken was telling me in chat, you can't even go if you're under 13.
They say
you gotta have an adult.
Nice.
You gotta have an adult. So yeah, it's in the parking lot over at Sangertown Mall.
I like that. I like when they utilize space.
Use it. It's there. You made it for cars.
All right, you got a ton of empty room. Put something up there.
Yeah, man.
Put a wrestling ring in there.
I love when a circus comes to town. I always have. All right, just something about me.
I don't think I've ever been to the circus.
Wow.
Because that wasn't like, yes, it came around here when we were kids, but that wasn't like a regular thing.
Not even like school circuses?
No, we didn't have really anything. We had donkey basketball.
We never had donkey basketball.
We had the Harlem Wizards.
No, we'd have the circus would come to the high school.
No circus. I watched the Enchanted Forest Circus.
Yeah, does that count? Yes, then you've seen a circus.
Does that count?
I don't know if they're like, I don't get the vibe that a lot of animals are involved in circuses anymore. Probably rightfully so.
There were none at this one.
Remember the gigantic pig I told you about?
This guy. Yeah, but that was like the best.
Was it Roscoe the pig or whatever that came out?
The stories from that were the best thing
and
ever.
And the dog show. Katie.
Nothing?
Katie's in the city school. She said we didn't have school circuses or donkey basketball. They brought that to your schools? Yeah.
Yeah, we had
never donkey basketball. But they'd have the Billy, I usually know his name because the posters go out. It's a guy that has a circus. His name's Billy or whatever, you know.
It's the one he still does it.
Still does
it's
it.
It's the one with
been
the pig.
It, yeah, been
that's
doing
that
my whole
guy.
Life.
Yeah,
and the
yeah,
dog
yeah.
show will come out.
We did not have that. Maybe they did after I left, or they had it like Pine Grove or somewhere else, but not. They did not have it while I was
whatever
going.
Previous life I had, it clearly involved trains and circuses because I have an unhealthy obsession with the railroad and old train stations and old train cars.
Yeah, you love it.
And how a circus comes to town. Like, even the one that comes to the high school, I'm fascinated because, like, the U-Haul truck pulls up, and they all unload it.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy selling the popcorn's also setting up that. And then he'll come do a unicycle ride at some point.
And then Badger pulls up because he's absolutely working.
He's just any live event, Badger's working there. And then, like, they tear it all down and go to the next town.
Yep.
They tear it all down and go to the next town.
Yeah, it's like wrestling.
Yeah, that's why I love wrestling. I love a circus.
Have you ever seen the time lapse of a, like a WrestleMania setup, like where they get there and they show the empty stadium and then they show the how they
I love it. I love it. My wife says there was donkey basketball. Your mom never brought you.
Ha. You weren't allowed. Thanks, you were probably Tam. You probably got in trouble.
I probably was. She probably was like, I'm not bringing this idiot to a donkey basketball.
Yep.
But like the whole origins, like I've watched so many documentaries about circuses. It was like the one thing that happened in so many towns every year.
Yep.
Like now we can get entertainment very easily. But around the other turn of the century, not the one I lived through, but during that turn of the century, you got up, you worked on your farm, you knew the three kids that went to your school, but on that one night out of the year, the circus comes to town, and you're going to see things you've never seen.
The one documentary I watched on that, it was like intertwined with, of course, wrestling, because that's where
started. Where it comes from. It's all the same.
They would show up with, a lot of times, the circus and capitalize on that and go stand out front and who wants to, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And do all that fun stuff.
Because wrestling, used to be like, I want to wrestle the strongest guy in your town.
And that's what
it
they
wasn't
do.
Like, you're just going to sit there in the audience like, the strongest men were in the wrestling exhibit.
Yeah.
And you got some big farmhand that wants to wrestle them. You could.
And that's what then a lot of times they would then, hey, you want a job?
Come on in.
That's where some of the first wrestlers came from.
I love the circus. Yeah, Billy Martin Circus. Rick on text line is right. Yep. That's what it is. That's the one that comes to
Billy
town.
Billy Martin.
That's the one that comes to town. Well, enjoy your paranormal Cirque Spectre tonight.
I wonder what I'm going to do.
It looks awesome. You can watch the trailer. I'm not going to play it because it's just music.
I'll send some of my ghosts.
There's fire. It's like a Cirque du Soleil, but like
it's a sexy Halloween. Fire chick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude.
Yo.
Dude, you'd have so many hot goth chicks at this tonight.
Sexy fire spinning chicks are
if you're
awesome.
In the market for sexy goths, I think this will be a good hang for you.
Those are okay.
They're doing magic exhibits.
All right, I guess.
There's a guy in a bunch of chains. There's a guy doing swinging from the ceiling. It's going to be fun.
Oh, man.
It's going to be fun.
I bet
and it's
be
rated
nuts.
R for a reason.
Yeah,
so you're probably going to see boobs and swears.
Swears. They're going to say the S word like a bunch.
You're probably going to see boobs and swears. If it's got they got to put a disclaimer on
boobs.
It. Anyways. 315-364-109. Other side of this, I had to strip down myself yesterday.
Is this that guy you're pretending to be?
I was Andrew McMahon a second ago, yeah. So I bumped back with him.
I don't know this guy. I know of him. This is one of the sad guys, right?
I mean, he's all right. He's sad, happy, give or take.
I thought it was one of the sad.
I mean, it was emo. But it was like something
not
corporate.
Elliot Smith.
No, not that
gotcha,
sad.
Gotcha.
He's sad, but not Elliot Smith sad.
Nobody's that sad.
He was something corporate, then Andrew McMahon in the wilderness. Andrew McMahon.
Yep.
And then he was Jack's mannequin in the middle there.
Yeah. Didn't he do all of them at once at one point?
That's his tour right now. I wish it was coming around here. Three pianos.
That'd be funny if there were actually three pianos. Like, no, this is that band's piano.
He does that on tour. He
has. Really?
So with
listen, it's a little different sound.
With something corporate, he had like an upright piano, like a parlor piano.
Okay.
And then with Jack's mannequin and Andrew McMahon, he had more of a like a baby grand.
Okay.
So when you see him on stage right now, he has his something corporate piano and he has his baby grands, and he jumps from piano to piano to do that. Version songs or whatever.
Gotcha. That's a neat thing to see when you're going to see a concert.
Yeah, he's
it's not just the usual, just standing there or whatever.
He's one of my favorite sads. He's one of my favorite guys. By the way, if you're a fan of sad music, I posted them on my Facebook page yesterday. This band Doppler Effect, they're a local band.
Yeah.
You know them?
Oh yeah. I went to college with Mikey May. And he's in the band. Yeah.
This band is so good.
I've seen him a couple times when they were. Before they went and did, you know,
guys,
life.
If you're a fellow CNY sad, this band Doppler Effect is incredible. This record I had on repeat yesterday, I messaged one of the guys in the band to tell him how awesome it sounded. If you like, I compared them to like City in Color, Alex is on Fire, kind of a Jimmy World vibe.
Yep.
The record is called Things You Miss While You're Away. It is so
They were extremely talented back then. I think just life happened, or else I think they were one of those. You know, back
they're all originals. Grass
back when, like the mid-2000s when all those kind of bands were taken off, they would have been one of them 100%.
And
absolutely.
And it's back because, not to get too in the weeds with, you know, being an early 2000s sad.
Yeah.
But, like, the album cover looks like it comes from 2003.
Right in there.
I don't know if they swear. If they do, I'll dump it.
Take a minute, take a moment. Too many
seconds. You know the guy? You know one of the guys?
Yep. I think it's a guitar.
College
possibly?
Or high school?
College. College. Hung out a ton. Left me cold without a smile.
Save a minute, save a moment. I love this band! Start to shut
down. They're very talented. Very talented. They were a couple different versions
of the
band.
They broke up
get,
for a while and, like, reunited?
Well, like, there were a couple different versions of the band. Then it was this. Like, yeah. This is what, you know, finally settled on. And they're so good. And yeah, then they went away for a bit. And now they're back. They're playing
like, little
something
shows.
Out in Utica.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, I'm going to forget what it is.
I don't know.
But
shout out the Doppler effect.
They've got shows lined up already.
I'm a new fan. I like your sound. I like what you're doing.
Yeah, I never even thought
you're
to
exactly
let you know
in
about
my
them.
Wheelhouse.
Yes, they are.
You got a great sound. I posted one of their videos on my Instagram, K-Rock Josh on Instagram, if you want to see it. All right. What I'm going to say here might be controversial.
Oh, he's got controversial.
It might be controversial, and it might come off as a little gay. I only want to show my naked body to men going forward, all right?
I mean...
Now, let me clarify what that means.
Yeah, if you could...
I had to go to the dermatologist yesterday. And I get that there's going to be women...
We let them do stuff now. Listen.
We let them have jobs now, I guess.
We let them out of the house.
No, they're like... All right, let me back up. I've only shown, and it is Pride Day at the fair, so this if all the days for me to do this is today.
There you go.
I have only shown my nude body, Cody, to a handful of lucky ladies.
Say, don't throw my name in the end of that,
Cody.
Real quick.
Cody.
Yes.
I have been married and with my lovely wife since I was in my deep sads, yeah. Early 2000s.
Yeah.
And before my wife, I had only been with three other ladies. So a less than five human beings have seen my adult naked body. All right? And when I go to the doctor, I prefer a guy. Is that weird?
No. That's a lot of people.
I'm very uncomfortable with it. So everybody did a great job. I go to the dermatologist yesterday. And of course, it's like some young 20-something nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm awkward as is. I'm uncomfortable in this meat suit that I walk around on.
Mm.
And she's like, here's your gown, and you go ahead and you strip down. And she leaves the room, and I put on my gown, and then I'm just sitting there on the dermatology table. And then a female doctor comes in, and then the nurse comes back in, and I'm just sitting there.
No, I get it.
Like a hairy, I don't know, I'm just gross.
I understand.
I sucked it up, I got through it.
Mm.
I don't know how to navigate that.
No.
Because now I got to go back once a year.
No, that makes perfect sense. You're more comfortable around a guy because you're a guy, and it's just that's not a weird, like, bad thing to be like, well, I'd rather have a guy just because it makes me more comfortable. Whatever makes you more comfortable is what goes,
and they get
that goes for everybody. Nobody should feel uncomfortable with the doctor.
Everybody was great. I'm doing a little bit of a bit here, but it also I was aware of how gross I am.
No, it's just very funny that, of course. The one doctor, my doctor is a good looking lady.
Yeah.
I didn't have to strip down. You, of course, go to a dermatologist and you're not sure. Strip down. Gorgeous people. You know, like that's just, it's part of our fun luck.
Like I jump around, I go to plenty, I show my parts to plenty of doctors. First of all, my general doctor.
And again, while we're on air, I'm not a doctor.
Could you just look at it though? Could you just
Look, sorry.
Could you look at it?
Go ahead.
My primary physician is a fella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he has felt my testicles many times trying to find, you know, testicular cancer.
He's not even a doctor.
And he's, I send that extra.
He's just like a guy that's in the waiting room.
And LJ says make a chart alert that says male providers only. I'm not that uptight about it.
They don't care.
I'm just sharing you how I felt yesterday. It can be the same people. I'm fine. Then I go to the urologist who famously said, and go ahead and take those down for me. He was the initial guy who said, and go ahead and take those down for me. And that is odd. He got right up in there because he was on one of those Dr. Rolly chairs and just rolled right up.
Got in there.
And looked right in there. Boom. My colonoscopy doctor. That seems to always be a man. I mean, there's female nurses in there.
Yeah.
But that guy's looking up there. He's
is he
a fella.
Is he the same as the prostate? Is that the checking your prostate? That the colonoscopy type stuff?
No, different. Like, anybody can check your prostate. Oh, okay. I can check your prostate. Come over. I can check your prostate. No, prostate, they're just, like, my general doctor has done that for me. The finger in the butt.
Okay, I got to do that? No, but when I do soon, I imagine, I got a lady doctor, so that's good. Just small hands.
Yeah.
And looking for you over there with your big, huge sausage fingers.
Just go ahead and push down on me.
Your giant 9 inches long fingers.
But the dermatologist was a new experience for me. I'd never been. The reason I had to go, and it's right I should go, is that I have an autoimmune disease. I have ulcerative colitis. Because of that, I am on immunosuppression drugs. So they say, if you do get cancers, it can spread faster because your immune system.
Gotcha.
That's fine. I don't obsess about that 24 hours a day, but I digress. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you should start annual dermatology appointments. My wife was saying the same thing. Just go get checked out. So I went yesterday.
I could have checked you.
I went yesterday.
Who else seen put on the gown,
stripped down. And they are up in your biz, bro.
Yeah,
they
man.
They got a light. They're all up in your biz.
You want them to check your whatnot and check your whatnot. I mean, and then again, it was funny, though. He kept telling me about how they kept asking him to take, if you could just take down your funny, unique, hairy underpants that he was wearing. But I wasn't wearing hairy underpants.
And it's like I'm self-conscious because she's like, she's checking, like, my lower back where I've got a tramp stamp.
No, I get it.
I'm just so self-conscious.
I share everything
with all of you guys all the time, but I just felt so vulnerable. I was so vulnerable sitting there just like a nude baby boy.
See, I don't have that as far as I know.
What?
That type of stuff doesn't tend to bother me.
Disrobing in front of strangers?
No, and I don't really even think about it. Like, I never even would have thought about that. My doctor is a female as opposed to...
And they don't even think about it. It's not a big deal to them. They do this all day.
No.
To me, I don't disrobe in front of ladies.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I am very much a prude in a lot of ways. I like to be covered up.
No,
so this is new for me.
Any chance I get to pop this top off.
I know. You like to take it off. I know.
To pop this top off. But I understand that. And that's the same again. Same for everybody. What if you're not comfortable at part of your doctor's appointment,
you can change it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm doing a little bit of a bit here, but they congratulations, they got to see.
But yes, it's also funny to think of
and they
you
took,
standing there.
Yeah, hi.
And then just.
Yeah, it's gross. They took three moles off me yesterday.
Ew. They sliced you?
Yep.
Does it feel like anything?
It was wild.
What does it feel like? Where are they? I want to see it.
Well, I can show you one, I think.
No, I want to see where the weird one is. Is that on your butt?
I can. The one on my thigh they took off. Oh, so really? I had,
what do they do?
Bro. So. I'm not deterring anybody from going to the dermatologist. Do these things.
No, this sounds cool.
Check on your body.
I like this, what you're saying, that right then and there, they're like, nope, F that one.
So she's like, do you have any marks on your body you're concerned about? I go, I'm not concerned, but I've had a mole on this thigh my entire life. And it was a dark one, but I've had it for 45 years.
And not anymore?
So I told her about that. And then she's all up in my business with this light, scanning all of my skin, getting all up and looking at my head.
Yeah.
And then she would take a marker and she'd go, we'll just take that one.
Hell yeah.
And then she goes to my back and she goes, we can take that one. And then the big one on my thigh, she's like, yeah, we'll get rid of that one.
That's pretty cool. And then what do they use? A scalpel?
I can't look at it.
Oh, see, I know you would, but I can't look at it.
I
see that stuff. I got to know what you're doing.
So she took a little, I guess, lidocaine or some numbing agent. Super localized because it's not like my body felt numb. I feel a shot go next to it, and then she sliced it off, puts a Band-Aid on it. And I think there was like another tool that was like cauterizing my skin.
Oh, it probably can't just leave it. It's probably got to get like a quick
Because you could have like, you could have like a, you could, I could hear like a sizzle when it, when it like burned my skin.
You know, all of a sudden he needed a burger.
So anyways, I got those things chopped off. Three of them yesterday. They're sending them off to be tested. Probably going to obsess over that until I get my results back. But I digress. Why not?
Nah, they well,
think of the best possible scenario.
They would have been like, well, let's, for, well, you know, I mean, they would have had that tone as opposed to, hey, we'll get that off there.
But it's wild. Yes.
That's she, neat. I didn't know that.
It was wild how quickly they can just scoop these moles off your body, bro.
Yeah. Better be safe.
Do you
than
have
sorry.
Any moles you're worried about?
Not that no. I know of. I mean, I've always kind of looked at my stuff and never really seen anything. So, but I don't know. I
and
would
it
just
was
let
so
them.
Fast.
I'd let them determine that.
Dude, it was such a fast visit. It was like
the check.
It took me
long.
It took me longer to get disrobed and cleaned back up.
Yeah.
Then and the whole. Right? She's like, all right, we'll get that one. And I always like when doctors say smart stuff, because I don't know, like dentists do it too.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like looking at something and they'll be like, B728, blah, blah, blah. Okay. She was like, da-da-ba-da-da, benign, ba-ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-ba.
And like, perfect.
Uh-huh, what are they saying?
Yeah, you never know, though. I would go to a dermatologist, though. I'm out in the sun.
You should.
Quite a bit.
You should.
But I tend to wear.
Early detection is best.
I'll wear something. You know what I mean? I always have like a...
Yeah, well, that she had asked me that, too. She goes, so when you get...
Just a slather
like,
a little.
She goes, when you get... when you're out in the sun, do you, like, get red and blistery? I go, no, I got a lot of Italian DNA in me, so I brown right up.
Yep, I've never...
And she goes, so when you're out and about, you're wearing sunscreen? And I go, I'm an indoor kid. I don't really go outside.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I, like, peeled a bunch.
I never get sunburns. The top of my head got a sunburn in San Francisco because I was on that bus, but otherwise...
No, just kind of...
I brown up pretty good.
It's worth it to take care of yourself.
Right, so I was checked over.
Stuff like that.
I was checked over. Hopefully get those results back. Knock on wood. Be happy Hello? About that. Go to the dermatologist.
Hello, who's there?
Do all the preventative things, fellow olds. Go get your skin checked. Get your beehole checked. Get your boobs checked. Get your balls checked. Get everything checked. So then if you do got a problem, you get out of it.
Just come on.
The show.fm for all of our links and live streams. I guess I do forget that you and I are somewhat spoiled in the fact that Pizza Huts are going the way of the Buffalo, yet mine and Fulton and yours and East Cuse are hanging on.
Yep.
We're very spoiled.
No, I asked the last time I was in there just because I was curious.
I don't know how many we got around here anymore.
There's mine, yours.
Is there the Cicero one with the Wing Street?
No.
That's gone now?
Yep. That's what I mean, because they can be doing good. I don't think it matters anymore. I think it's just a matter of the Pizza Hut people seeing one where one is and like, psh, we don't need that all the way out and blah,
Dude,
blah, blah.
But
and then
we
they just
do.
Close it. But they don't realize that people do.
Auburn has been updated. There's one in Liverpool. Where's the one in Liverpool? Oh, there is up on 57. Yep.
That one's still
past
there?
Past Pascal's Liquor. All right, good.
But I mean, it's few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it, there was never really like a billion of them. It seems like they just kind of went around and went, oh, there's one here, or there's one in Kinney Street and Erie Boulevard. Who's less?
Who's moving more pies?
Yeah. Kinney Street is. Kinney Street stays. Erie Boulevard, you're closed. Oh, there's one over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's one in Rome and New Hartford. Bone says
not on Rome.
Does yours have the buffet? Yours has the pizza buffet?
No,
we did for a minute?
There's room for it, and okay. I don't know if they did or do. I've seen signs, but there's a room for it, but they use it for, like, pizza boxes and stuff for mine. I think the one in East Cuse now, you get people that dine in, because every time I go in to pick something up, there's a family in there, but that's probably not, like, packed. It's probably more carry out.
Yeah, well, because I was explaining to Cody there during the Nirvana song, is, Tom's wife saw me driving in Fulton yesterday, and Cody goes, you buy that Pizza Hut that's still holding on? And I was like, if the Fulton Pizza Hut were to ever be closed, there might be riots in the streets.
That's
They'd
the
have
pizza
to put a,
place.
That's, dude, not only is that the, it's not necessarily a pizza place. Like, as a Fultonian for my whole life, Gino and Joe's is a big pizza place.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama Gina's is good. Red Baron's good. They're all good. But Pizza Hut was like the event space or like, here's the things you'd go to a Pizza Hut for. Back to school lunch or dinner. Grandma wants to take you to Pizza Hut for a special treat. Book it programs. You read your books?
Yep.
Let's go to the Pizza Hut. Boy Scouts? Boy Scout troop, let's go to the Pizza Hut. We'd have a memorial ceremony if they ever got rid of that Pizza Hut. It'd be tragic. Yeah,
it was our sports banquet place for our regular teams. Not everybody, but just that, our team.
Your team, get some Pizza Hut.
Yep. That was a big deal going to that one. And I think all those places are starting to close up. We'd have that one, and the Village Deli was the other one where people would kind of convene in East Syracuse. And now it's the Mexican restaurant, and there is no place. There's no, like, deli with an ice cream shop connected, or just ice cream stand or something like that. Because that's where everyone used to just kind of get and gather and all that.
No, ours was the Fulton Pizza Hut, man. That was the spot for everything.
And it helps because it helps with that, like, sense of community.
It really did. It's right there on the intersection.
Which is what I would, if I ever got involved with the Syracuse stuff, that's what I would push to bring back. We need more of a community place with, you know, options for people, as opposed to, yes, the businesses are great, but we need a space to get everyone together, or else no one's going to be on the same page for stuff. Because you see that in the Village of East Syracuse all the time, where everyone doesn't get involved, and then all of a sudden, the fire department is almost obsolete, or the police department gets booted by the DeWitt police department, and everyone's like, what the hell? And it's like, this was all right there.
Yeah, you didn't go to your town meetings. It was all
right there, right in front of you. You got
to
pay attention.
Do we have a Pizza Hut in Oswego? That's way gone, right?
It's got to be. Because it was when the split, it was like there by that Dunkin' and Subway. And there's no
way. That's gone. I think it became something else.
I think it was even gone before we really even got leaving.
I love a Pizza Hut. I just really, really do.
Pizza Hut Express.
Where's that?
Where it's just like, I'm trying to think, but remember the small, like, inside of, like, Target?
Oh, my God. You just unlocked something from my last travels. We went into a gas station and it had a Taco Bell Pizza Hut Express.
Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome.
It blew my mind just that one we went to for Yankees had the Burger King. I'd never seen that.
Yeah, right,
like,
there.
Gas station Burger King?
No, we were driving
around.
But
that's interesting.
And you would go in and it had ready-to-go pan pizzas. Dude.
Yo, you can make a taco pizza real quick with
that. You could. I could do whatever I want.
Get a hard taco and just crumble it up and boom.
They had a whole heated cabinet, and it was like, there's a cheese, pepperoni, and there's a meat lovers.
That should be what they do. Not that these, because I have no idea that those Hunt brothers are any good.
Yeah.
I'm just too skeptical because we're trained by Pizza Hut.
Yeah, text line says Cam's is in Oswego. Cam's is great. We used to have Cam's in Phoenix. We have an independent pizza. Now they're good. And we have Pizza Pie Hole, which I just tried this week. Their cheese pie. Cheese pie is a 10 out of 10.
I like that.
Pizza Pie Hole in Phoenix. Check them out. Their cheese pizza. Yeah. It's not too greasy. 10 out of 10 cheese pizza.
Yeah, but Oswego, though, you always found pizza.
Yeah,
found pizza.
We had Enzo's, we had Domino's, we had everything up there. So, this question was online. If you have kids and they don't want something for dinner,
Then they don't eat in this house. Damn restaurant.
They don't eat. Go back to the fields.
Have a bowl of cereal.
No, like your kid will say,
can I just have chicken nuggets?
Yes.
And you make them chicken nuggets. So they asked other countries, what's your chicken nuggets? Your kid doesn't want dinner. What's your chicken nuggets? So, for example, Mexico. My kid always wants a quesadilla and chocolate milk.
I was trying to think of what's an easy thing with the staple foods they have.
Quesadilla and chocolate milk.
I was going to say that, or like have nachos.
Someone else in Mexico said, my kid just wants butter on bread. Butter on bread.
It's fine. Kids are weird eaters.
They are weird eaters. China says, my kids want tomato and eggs over rice. So basically scrambled eggs with tomatoes, and then you put it on white rice.
Because I saw a video of that, like, nursing that cheesy pot,
see you, Jason,
that cheesy sauce thing where people, like, they take the tomatoes and then they kind of, like, pull the peel off once they've boiled in the little pan, and then they put the egg in there. And
I know kind of what you're talking about.
I've never
about.
Had that, but I saw it, and I wondered if I could make that. Is that like what that is, and they just put it over rice?
Because
that
sounds
damn good.
Spain says they want white rice with tomato sauce on top.
I see this.
Arroz Cubano.
I do rice.
Tastier than you think. It's kind of like a mac and cheese, but with more of a tomato flavor.
I did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mal, I was too, a butter noodle kind of kid.
That's
egg
my brother
noodles
was.
With butter.
That's my brother was. Pasta scabby with Cheese and butter.
Yeah, a little shaky cheese on it, dude. So good.
Yep.
In Germany, their chicken nuggets would be noodles with butter or Nutella.
Oh.
Just some Nutella on a bread.
Okay. All right.
Sweden, meatballs.
I was going to say, meatballs. Them and Italy.
Can I have meatballs, please?
Scabby and meatballs.
Yeah, what is, did Italy make this list? I don't see anything on Italy in here. Australia, Vegemite toast, brava.
We've heard from all Australians that they don't like that.
Vegemite. Peas and chicken in Romania is what the kids will eat for a standby meal. Oh,
can of peas, bro.
Yeah, can I get a can of peas real quick?
Just a cold can of peas that you open and you just leave them in the can and you eat them like a hobo.
That is how he does it, and that is so gross. Thailand, they'll demand eggs and rice. A lot of eggs and rice dishes.
Yeah, that's like the
easy... If you
don't
want dinner, have some eggs and rice.
Because it's an easy thing for, like, either kids to make themselves or... All right, fine, you don't want this? Here, fine. Blah, 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 and the parent, you know, very fast.
Oh, all right. In Poland, just having the best standby food. When their kids don't want dinner, they get pierogies.
I was just going to say Poland pierogies.
Dude, I want pierogies. Give me some pierogies, man.
Want the pierog?
What's your go-to? What was your go-to? What was your butter noodles is my question for you.
I wonder what mine was.
Was it cheesy rice?
No, because that didn't come till way later.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know. Deb would have to tell me what I... Maybe just cereal.
Cereal. That's fine. You can have a bowl of cereal.
Now it's rice. Rice or like
flavored
crackers.
Flavored rice or white rice?
Usually just white rice because then I'll just do a little butter and like salt and pepper. But I did it last night because I made a couple different kinds of chicken in the crock pot.
Ooh.
And then once the time came to be, I was like, I'm going to make rice go with it. And then I made the rice and ate mostly rice and only a couple bites of the chicken.
And you know what I still have not grown out of that I've had my whole life through college and into my 40s? I like some ramen. I'll make some just...
I have it as a backup.
I make 3 packets of top ramen.
And I never eat it, but it is really good. I like the noodle part of it. I like it. I drain all the liquid.
It's just noodles with a little bit of liquid in it.
Scabbies.
Yeah, scabbies.
Beefy scabbies.
What is that? What are you showing Chad right now?
That's those nachos Fuzz wanted.
What do they call? Are they called something?
The Crab Rangoon Nachos.
We're gooning down, boys. Gooning down.
Savory cue. She tried.
Julia does
stuff.
A great job.
Look at these. The stuff. I want all of these.
Follow Julia at Sabercuse on Instagram. She's doing the influencer thing over at the fair.
Wow.
There's no way she eats all that. It's just so much food. I hope she has friends that she shares it with.
Every time I've seen them, it's just her and the hubby just being badasses crushing
stuff.
What
was that one? The Dole Whip in the pineapple?
It looks like a whole pineapple filled with ice cream.
So much ice cream.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that.
That thing. Yeah, show the camera. Look at that thing. Sabercuse on Instagram. We love Julia. She has always been a friend of the show. Her and her husband.
Wow.
That's what I was complaining about the other day, though, is that you go to the fair, you buy one item, and it's so big, you only want one item.
Yeah, that's when I get that deep fried taco thing. That's really, you're like, all right, I'm done.
It's not like a sample fest. You're eating a whole multiple meals in one.
You're getting meals.
It is day three of your great New York State Fair. Happy Pride Day. Here he goes.
I knew it. Yeah.
Happy Pride Day for.
I always like to go over to get all those free things they have.
On Pride Day?
Because I've got like the Trans Ally bracelet and the Trans Ally stickers and all those things and the flags. I like grabbing a little handful of those.
Yeah, you get a lot of freebies. The gays give out a lot of freebies.
The gays like to give you stuff for their support.
They do.
They appreciate your support.
Bro, when we left the Pride Parade, we had a huge bag of stuff. They just keep giving you stuff.
I love to show my support.
Although, babies don't need stuff, okay? If I'm seated next to a baby... I'm going to wear that. The baby's not. If you're ever at a parade, this is my biggest complaints about parades, okay? What? Not just the Pride Parade, but any parade I go to. The baby doesn't want candy. I want candy. Why are you throwing it at the baby?
You're saying that when, like...
I get so mad at babies near me because they get all the stuff and then I don't get anything.
So you're saying in a different roundabout way how when... just because I was like a couple years older, in your house, 96, I went up front row and Bret Hart gave his glasses to somebody right next to me, but not me. But the entire time he was walking over, it was like this.
He was staring at you. He was staring at you. He was staring at you. And then he gave them to another kid. Oh,
yeah. You're saying like that.
I'm a former baby. Oh, yeah. Every parade I go to.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, yeah, the Pride Parade had like, there was a baby near us, but they're not like handing out candy. They had like these things, these bracelets. Yeah, and like,
you're trying to turn the babies gay. Always. I can tell you that, you lib.
Priority number one.
Damn right.
But then even like the Memorial Day Parade.
Yeah.
We're sitting there in our chairs and there's a baby near us and they keep throwing like Tootsie Rolls to the baby.
He ain't got no teeth.
He ain't got no teeth. Thank you.
He ain't got no teeth.
Thank you.
What are you sucking on a Tootsie Roll?
I'm trying to sound like a dick here, but the baby need candy.
No.
I'm a former baby.
Yeah.
I want those dum-dums.
That's why I tried to get your grandma those dum-dums. I just hit her in the head with one instead.
And then like 6 years later, she died, so thanks. You killed my grandma.
I did it.
You really did it.
I knew it.
Anyways, that's what I'm just saying.
But no, I understand, yeah. He ain't wearing that shirt.
He ain't wearing that.
It's comical for a 1 second picture of, look, he's got a large whatever shirt. Large, that's my size.
Baby don't need one of those paper fans. Baby don't got fan hands.
He don't know what's going on.
Get out of here.
He can't grip things yet. Watch, here, look, put my finger in front of him. He don't even know what to do.
I'm going to take you to a Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is...
Okay, cool. Never mind, I thought
you... That's Shake Shack.
Yeah.
So something different.
I've never been to that, the Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake is one of those drive-up restaurants.
Is that what we had? No, never mind.
We have Sonic.
We had
A&W.
Steak and Sunday?
Steak and Sunday we did.
That's what I'm thinking.
That was over...
in like the corner there in Eastwood.
They had such good food at Steak and Sunday.
Oh, really? Never been there.
I used to go there all the time for lunch. Rest in peace, Steak and Sunday. And thought about that in years. No, this is in Florida. This is only funny because I have questions.
Okay.
What the gentleman did is not funny.
Oh, boy.
It's inappropriate and rude and illegal. But I have questions. So a Florida fast food worker was arrested after exposing himself to a female customer during a car hop delivery. Not appropriate. It's really offensive. But here's how he did it. And this is where my questions come in. Because it sounds like it's similar to like a Sonic where you're like just sitting in your car and then they walk out a tray to you or whatever, right?
Oh, and he had his little putt out.
He walked out to the car serving his food while just having his penis through his zipper.
It was the guy? Okay.
What
are
you saying?
I had it reversed in my head.
No, it was a woman just in her car.
I had it reversed. Okay, I see.
He was doing car side.
So he was decided to get fired and have a record.
And he just had his little weenie out through
his
zipper.
His little tiny Vienna sausage sticking out. What did he think was going to happen? She was
going to
be so overcome with horniness that he was just going to have coitus right then and there on the clock under the camera lights of his job.
This is the advice I give to every dirtbag that thinks that like immediate D-picks are going to get you something or exposing yourself is going to get you like... No woman has ever been like,
in that case,
I had no idea.
You know what?
Let's get down to business.
You know what? I am horny. I know we're just standing here in a parking lot or whatever, but.
Fellas, it is never, ever worked. Keep it in your pants.
So now he has a nice little record and job.
He's going to jail. He lost his job. Hope it was worth it.
Did they ask him, like, what are you doing? Did he have any type of.
Would that be you as the manager?
Manager and cop.
What the hell are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
You could have just left it in your pants and you'd still be working here today.
What are you doing?
You know?
That's you went to a little fast there, bud.
Exactly. Grass knows my tip. Just clear your mind, fellas. Clear your mind. Rolling the top of the hour. Twitch.tv/theshow.
Post-burger clarity.
Yeah, post-burger clarity. Theshow.fm for all of our links. Cody's got football on TV.
Sorry,
here he goes. It's tingling something in his brain. Rams win the... But what was the battle of the last?
I know. I didn't see because you won't shut up.
He's trying to watch a football.
I don't know. I think it was just some preseason thing. It was probably the one that was after Bills Steelers. I didn't watch this.
Whenever they show football clips on TV, he's like a dog being shown a card trick.
Next day sports highlights.
What?
Dude, next day sports highlights.
What is it?
Oh, love it.
And then opening... So hold on. Yeah, can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
There's a Wednesday night game, right?
Oh, yeah,
September
there is.
9th.
Yeah, there is.
But then there's a Thursday, like, morning
game? Is it a Thursday, Friday, something?
Where they're overseas somewhere?
Oh, is it on earlier in the day because they're in...
I think so. There's, like, a rando game.
There is a rando game. I just don't remember the exact details. I didn't see, like, the times for it.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that, there's Wednesday night, And then Thursday night, and then maybe Friday or something. I don't know.
It's like a Netflix thing.
Yeah, he's locked in. He is locked in. And what'd you say you have this weekend? Little League World Series, just, right?
Yeah, you've got
Florida
tomorrow,
State plays.
They're, yep, they're on at like 6 or 7. I think 6:30 on the CW.
Is this a real game or like
Oh, I mean, cupcake schedule or schedule? Yeah, right. Yeah. An opponent, but it's usually how some of the bigger programs do it. It's okay. Just New Mexico State.
Okay.
But USC will be on tomorrow playing somebody. The first game is North Carolina and TCU over in Dublin.
Oh.
So that at least be fun.
Why are they doing that? They're trying to get college football over there now?
Yeah, they're doing that. They did it to Florida State last year or the year before or whatever. I can't remember. Remember when they were complaining that they weren't on some whatever?
Oh,
so they're like,
all right,
cool.
Right.
Guess what? Week one. Ireland,
yeah,
noon.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Okay.
But then you've got the Little League World Series championship games between, you know, to find out who plays Sunday for the overall championship. This year has been unreal.
The Little League,
for
World,
Little
Series?
League World Series.
How does,
so much fun.
How does the international stuff work?
They have like their own bracket.
Okay.
It's almost, look at it like a March Madness bracket.
Okay.
The international side is all on one side and the U.S. side is all on their own side. And then they just kind of, they go and now they're in the semis. And then the winners meet on Sunday.
I'm in the semis right now.
But you also get awesome baseball, like actual MLB games, because it's starting to get down to the nitty gritty. So Yankees, Red Sox is this weekend. So that's like the game of the week for tomorrow night. For wrestling fans, I completely forgot. Because again, this late Labor Day is killing me.
Why?
There's AEW's pay-per-view on Sunday, which is basically like their WrestleMania.
Okay.
But that's over in London. So there's stuff all weekend. It's just a good weekend to kick
off. So
you're, off.
Just, you're locked in. You're going to make a chili or something this weekend?
For Saturday. I'm going to do my whatnots today because you gotta kind of prep it and leave it into the thing. And then you wake up and slap her on low in the crock pot.
And then obviously everyone will be celebrating Sunday's anniversary. So...
What's Sunday's anniversary?
You know what Sunday's anniversary is.
What's the day?
Or was
the
it 30th? Monday? Sunday or Monday's anniversary, you know.
Of
don't forget August. Our anniversary, buddy.
Our anniversary?
Quack, 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 quack.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking like quack, quack, 50 quack, years quack, ago or something. Oh, yeah, when is, my phone will tell me exactly because I
the 31st, I believe we saw Oasis down at MetLife. Yeah.
I look at the videos all the time.
I watch them once a week, man.
You have to.
It was either 30th or 31st because they did the 31st and I think September 1st. Maybe that was it. So Monday would be our big anniversary day.
Well, of course, now I can't find them. That's okay.
It's all right.
But man, that was just the best.
Ask Cody AI what dates Oasis played MetLife.
Right there. There it is. Oh, that's not it. Okay. What dates did Oasis play MetLife? Definitely wasn't September 1st.
I think it was.
Oh, August 31st and September
1st. Yeah, that's
1st.
What I thought it was. We went to the 31st, so Monday's our anniversary.
Yes.
Well, when life gives you lemonade, you make lemon. Wait, I got that around. Stop. Strike that. Reverse it. When life gives you lemons... That's the end of Champagne Supernova with the fireworks, in case you guys are wondering what that sound is. Do you want us just to play all of it?
Did you guys
even know we went to see Oasis?
Did we tell
them?
Did
we talk about that at all? I don't feel like we did.
I think we ever did.
Did I mention that I had a sprained ankle while we were down there, too? Did we talk about that at all?
And it was a lot of fun, but also trepidation. We'll talk about it Monday.
A New Hampshire man was arrested on Tuesday because, well, all right. Nestor calls the fire department.
Nestor.
Calls the fire department. And I was a tuberculosis survivor.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Have I not talked about that? So the fire department shows up.
Okay.
And now Nestor says, well, if I'm losing my house, what do I get out of the deal? He jumps in the fire truck and steals it. He was arrested Tuesday for stealing a fire truck while crews battled the fire at his home.
Yeah, the fire department didn't set your house on fire.
He jumped into a Whitefield fire engine and drove off. While fleeing, he struck another fire engine.
I bet.
Drove over water supply lines and narrowly missed hitting three firefighters. That's not going to help you get the fire out, bud.
No, they have nothing to do with the fire in your house.
That's not going to help you get the fire put out, bud.
I'm taking you with me.
He faces many charges, obviously. He stopped at a residence a few miles away and attempted to enter the back of the home before state police.
Why?
He might be just crazy. We don't know. Maybe he set the thing on fire. Who knows?
I was going to say, that sounds like
a little... This is a crazy person, allegedly.
Oh, crack
action.
Home
was completely destroyed.
Yep.
I mean, you make it go for it, I guess.
Right.
Your house is not going to be put out because...
Have at it.
You stole the vehicle. Yep. Not long. It wasn't a long-term plan, Nestor.
No, I feel like he got driving and went,
now what? What do I do? I can't exactly sell a fire truck. Fire engine.
Show up tomorrow morning back at the fireplace. Hey, you guys want to buy a fire truck by any chance? Do you have a need?
I happen to have one for sale. You're going to go home and listen to some BB Rexha, I think, bud.
It's like the...
She's on the Today Show right now.
And she's doing all sorts of stuff. I didn't realize...
Always a fan.
What a smoke show she was.
Yeah, she's always been a hottie.
Yeah.
I can't name a BB Rexha song off the top of my head.
I just know...
I used to talk them up on 93Q, but I don't remember what her music was.
Yeah, I know the name.
We saw her open for Jonas Brothers when we brought the kids to see the Jail Bros.
That crazy concert there.
And that horrifying experience. Yep.
My favorite in those are the people that are also looking at your camera.
Where I think
those are always my
moving.
Favorite.
Yeah. It's a photo I've posted many times.
Ugh,
and, I'm reading this article on Ultimate Classic Rock where they're breaking down the tallest rock stars. Now, Cody Lisi's number one. Cody is the tallest of boys.
Well, I was going to say me first, and then they go from there. So this is all like 1B.
Who do you think? And I guess that you could split hairs and find a band that maybe they're not thinking of and say, well, that guy's 7'2". Who do you think is the tallest rock star?
Let's see.
Don't just think lead singers either.
No. I'm trying to think of...
Who's got a guess?
Wasn't the bass guy from Nirvana really tall?
You got it. Number one, Chris Novoselic.
Oh, really?
Yep, number one.
Goodbye.
6'7" tall.
See you guys later.
Yeah, he's out of here. 6'7" tall. Chris Novoselic.
Which is, when you think about it, short for... You would think there'd be like, 7 foot, blah, 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 from blah, blah, blah. But nope.
Nah, he's freakishly tall. And
still really tall, though.
He was compared to Kurt Cobain, who he would stand by Kurt, and Kurt's was not tall.
Wasn't he like Kurt, like me?
How tall was Kurt?
5'8", 5'9". Which is still tall.
5'9", like you? He was 5'9".
Yeah.
5'9" or up. He was not that tall.
Yeah.
He was a little shorter. James Hetfield, 6'1".
Ooh. Yeah. There's no one in between.
No, I'm going to the bottom. You guessed the top.
There's got to be someone.
Yeah. Like, for example, Robert Plant, 6'1".
What's Manson? Manson's tall.
He didn't make the top 20.
Ah, he's tall, right? Unless he's just those boots and he's a little guy.
I think he might be Marilyn Manson.
That'd be hilarious if it was just the boots.
Yeah, they say he's 6'1", but he's only 5'11 without his boots.
Ah.
So, that didn't make the list. Nick Cave from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, 6'2". Gene Simmons, 6'2".
Spaz says Peter Steele from Typo Negative.
Peter Steele made the
list. Was a 7-footer?
He wasn't 7. How tall was Peter Steele? He had a gigantic crank. I remember that.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Let me see. How tall was Peter Steele?
Big ol' hoina.
6'8", it says.
Okay.
6'8", that's pretty respectable.
Trying to think of anybody that we've... come across, or I've come across in my times at things that was really tall that I was like, oh, wow. And I really can't think of anybody that where I was like, wow, that's a really tall person.
We introduced, or maybe I just introduced, Buckethead. He's 6'6".
No, that wasn't me. Yeah.
He was 6'6".
Okay. With the bucket, though?
Are they counting the bucket? No, he's naturally very tall.
Okay.
Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, 6'6". Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, 6'6".
Yep. Okay.
Danny Carey from Tool, drummer of Tool.
That guy's tall?
6'5".
All right, I didn't know that.
Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, 6'5". Tom DeLonge is 6'4" in Blink.
That makes sense. He looks tall.
He does look tall.
He looks tall.
All right. Yeah, you're up. I think Peter Steele was left off this list. He is 6'8".
Yeah, he seems to be the bigger guy.
Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
They've been putting on shows lately, just seeing clips of their stuff.
Yeah, he's crushing it right now.
I've never seen them. That'd be a band to see.
I've been back into Queens of the Stone Age and Mastodon this week. I don't know why, just that sound. I've been really into crunchy guitars lately.
Yeah.
Billy Corgan, 6'3".
Oh, that's okay.
He's a tall one.
I've always thought he was tall.
But you're right. I can't think of anybody. I don't think we've met anybody.
I'm trying to think of all the years of K-Rockathons and all the years of random shows.
Nobody's
and there's
extremely
never
tall.
Been anybody where I was like, whoa,
like,
man.
How tall is Jericho? We met Jericho.
No, he's 5'9", 5'10". He's not tall.
I was watching Tanked, and they did the Jericho episode. He had a tank built for him.
Really?
Yeah, he's on Tanked.
I'm trying to think. And I don't know if it may not have been that tall. I think it might just be the beard and the hair. The guitarist that tragically drowned in his pond from that hardcore band. Oh, my God, he's blanked on the name. We have him here all the time. I'm never going to remember the name.
I don't know. Somebody in chat might
know.
They
will. They'll remember it. They'll remember it. Because I remember him coming to K-Rockathon, and he was pretty tall.
Okay.
But maybe it was just the, you know, the hair and the beard and everything, but he seemed to be a big old dude.
Now that you say that, I do know that Adam from Killswitch Engage is tall. I don't
know
how tall
guy?
He is.
All right.
But I've interviewed him, and he's a taller guy. How tall? All right. How tall is Adam Killswitch? He is 6'4". Yeah, he's tall.
Wow. All right, that's
Adam
tall.
Adam D. He's a big, tall guy.
Okay.
Jim Root of Slipknot, 6'5". Matt from Trivium is 6'3".
Really?
Is he?
Okay.
He never looked that tall to me.
Oh, wow.
So who are some tall rock stars? Who do you guys know?
Who's
out there?
Who's Matt tall?
Guar was not very tall.
He was it's the outfits.
It's the outfits
that make
think.
Him look real big.
Same with Wayne Static. He was not very tall, but he had that high hair.
Yep, that's true.
That gave an illusion that he was tall.
Yeah, does that count though?
What?
Because I think Truman was saying this about Guar and Shaq never in the same room. I think he's skipping over without even thinking about it the fact that Shaq does DJing. Does that count? He's a musician.
He is a musician, not a rock star, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Definition.
We're doing rock stars. Rock stars.
Yeah,
gotcha,
rock stars.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. Who else? Who are we leaving off the list?
Hmm.
Rick says the guitar player from Seven Dust is really tall.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Adam from Killswitch is probably the tallest guy I think I've met in person as far as rock stars go.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Good morning. I don't know. I think I've lost my mind here at the end of the week. Rant and Raven. All right. Radio World, we will hand you off to the 90s at 9.
Crazy. What a
fun week.
What a long, quick week, though. It was a good one. It's, you know, it was like it goes fast, mm-hmm. but then you're like, mm-hmm. oh, no, I guess it is only blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the late Labor Day. It's throwing me off big time.
I know, it really like is last, screwing me up a little bit. So,
like the weeks leading up to it.
Here's your schedule of events, friends. You're going to get the 90s at 9 right now with some Verve. You're going to get 18 holes of golf on our gaming stream presented by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Locations all over Central New York, including Rome. The show.fm for all of our links, on demand, streams, and so much more.
Have a fun weekend.
Have a good weekend.